Simply Done, the podcast network.
God, it's weird being back in the studio.
It is. It really is, you know.
Whoa, look who it is. Hey, Scare Master, what's up, bud?
Don't even start with me. Don't even start with me. Don't even go there.
Watch yourself.
Don't even go there.
Don't be clumsy.
Go. Trying to help you.
There's water right there.
Trying to help you.
Don't touch the water, Perry.
Okay, we did it. Together.
Sit.
Like a team, we got you over Dan Barney.
Perry called me a little girl today.
Why? Because you're so precocious?
You better shut up or I'm going to punch you. What? Your coat?
Sit down.
Sit down. Sit down.
What?
That's when you grabbed the coat at the Comedy Store.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
What do you mean wrong?
Harry, we'll talk about it later.
Jesus Christ.
I said we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
And then you continue to talk about it.
Put your cans on.
Thank you.
Take cans on me, cans, take a cans, take a
check,
cans,
check.
Cans,
okay,
cans,
here
cans,
we go.
Cans on Perry.
They're on, buddy.
Test the sound, Dan.
Test the sound. Okay.
Sounds on.
All right. See if
it's a little loud.
What? Is it okay? Can you hear me?
That's when it's going
to
spike.
I'm about to say, what? To you, too.
Scare Master, that's a little loud, buddy.
You don't need to yell.
Asshole.
You don't need to yell.
Scare Master, are your headphones working?
Yeah, it's a little loud, I said.
What?
No, put your headphones on so we can check it out.
Headphones.
I want you to hear something. Listen, listen. Put your headphones on. Check.
Yeah. It's loud. Fuck it.
What?
I'm not putting them back on.
You put your headset on so we can get this thing going.
You're going to yell in my ears. You're going to break my fucking eardrums.
I'm not going to do
that.
You're
great at doing.
I'm great at doing. You've broken your eardrums before then. Because they don't heal. Did you have an operation to heal your eardrums from me breaking your eardrums before? Because that's what I'm great at doing?
She's got a point.
Lower the volume on my cans, please. Thank you.
Well, there's one tune you gotta listen to live. This tune right here.
That's it, guys, from my old band Retribution.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. That's right, we're back. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hi, once again, I'm your pal, Don Paris.
My name's Maul.
And you know who I am, the Scare Master. Scary Perry.
He's not lying.
Get to that.
What?
You can't just say your fucking name.
I just said I'm the Scare Master.
I like how he puts it, you know how he makes a different voice when he says his name.
Well, anyway, here we are. We're back. We're back in the studio after a very successful show at the world famous Comedy Store.
Which was awesome.
That was at the Comedy Store, right?
You had fun, right, Perry?
Yes, I did. I had a great time.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. Now, if you've never heard our show or someone has just said, hey, you got to hear this show. It's the Big Three Podcast. Start listening. We're a show different than every other podcast you're ever going to listen to. And why is that, Mole?
Okay. We talk about two things. We talk about our own personal lives
right. And
Scare Master.
Pop culture.
Right.
That's right.
That makes us different than everybody else. Sure, there's been some people that have tried to copy us and do what we're doing, but just not as well. And we are the stars of the hit movie Windy City Heat, the cult classic hit movie Windy City Heat. And I would be
remiss
if I didn't send our condolences to the Perpetic family for the death.
It's kind of a tough way to start the show, but
I know, but we've got to do it.
Hey, let's dedicate the show to Terrifying Tim.
That's an excellent idea.
We should all get Terrifying Tim tattoos.
Wrong.
Three
T's.
I would be willing to do that.
Terrifying Tim tattoo.
It's an excellent idea.
Wrong.
Why? Why do you got to go against everything?
First off, what did that guy? What was that guy's whole agenda with
American
me?
Hero, skateboard
what was
enthusiast.
His agenda with me?
Skateboard
he
legend.
He's no fucking legend. He's no legend. Find a picture of him in any skateboard.
Perpetic skateboarding, okay?
Find a picture of him
in skateboarding.
Hey,
drop
hey,
in the half
hey, shut your fucking mouth.
I'm doing 360s.
Oh,
to put in 900.
Did he ever skate against Tony Alva?
Doing a front grab.
Tony Hawk.
Doing a backside full ollie something.
Did he ever skate against Christian Assoy?
Okay,
Christian
just skating against Tony Alva. Tony Alva against
did
Tony
you?
Hawk.
Did you?
I skated with Tony Alva.
You're a liar.
I skated with Bert Lamar.
You're a liar.
I skated with
you're
Steve.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying,
you
fucking loser.
I'm a loser.
I've skated with Steven.
Ask any of those guys, as Powell, Peralta, Alva, all those guys, they bow down to terrifying Tim.
They don't bow down to terrifying Tim.
Well, they should.
Please. They're all my friends. Tony Alva's the one that got my goddamn company started. He's not my friend. Huh?
No, he's
not. Why isn't he your friend?
You're so jealous of terrifying Tim because he did everything you wish you could have done.
Yeah, because he had... Because he had all the money handed to
him. How about all the
money,
pictures of Tony Alva with Terrifying Tim?
Yeah.
Huh?
How about those?
What's going on with that relationship?
What pictures of him and Tony Alva?
All right, Perry, what about the big charity thing they had a few months ago?
In Laughlin.
Tony Hawk and Terrifying Tim.
Where?
Laughlin.
Laughlin?
Yeah.
Doing what? A competition?
Anyway, for
some
those,
for kids,
it was an
some
exhibition.
For Americans?
It was an exhibition. Whatever.
Never heard about it. Never saw it. Never saw a picture from it.
Okay, Perry, nothing. Stop it. All right, here's the deal. Perry is very jealous of Terrifying Tim because he's an American
hero.
Can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
That I understand, Perry, that, you know, Terrifying Tim's out of the picture, so you get a little more attention now. But you have to at least respect the fact that you kind of ripped your style off from him a little bit.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
How old is that guy, first off?
He looks great.
How old is
he? He did look great.
Or was he?
Timeless.
Oh, well, if you don't know the story, unfortunately, we lost Terrifying Tim, and we didn't find out until the first of our Big Three podcasts from the main room of the World Famous Comedy Store. He was supposed to be there. And what we didn't know is that he had financed himself and a... What were they exactly, Mold? You heard the story.
Rogue Black Ops.
Right. He had financed this thing because, as you know, was the one that put up the money. They took down Bin Laden because of his contributions. American hero. Well, then he said that wasn't enough.
Did you see they're thinking about renaming SEAL Team 6 SEAL Team Perpetic?
Oh, my God.
They're talking about it.
They should. They really should. The point is that he had gone over there.
Wasn't that
and terrorism.
Japan or something?
No, he died. Or the plane supposedly went down in the Sea of Japan. Now, the amazing thing is this. Nothing has been found as of yet. And so they're not officially calling him dead.
Maybe he's under the water still fighting Bin Laden.
Well, Bin Laden's dead.
Or they didn't find his body either. Maybe the two of them washed up on an island together. And the two of them are having like a little Lee Marvin and that Japanese guy thing.
So you think that there's a possibility?
The only thing that's making me believe...
What was that called?
The only thing that's making me believe that Terrifying Tim could be dead is that I got an email from my friend, my old skateboard friend, Dominic Skull, Dominic Patrick Skull.
Yeah, sure.
If you know who I'm talking about.
Well, I'm sure he knew Tim.
He didn't know Tim personally.
But he knew of his work.
But he knew of him.
Yes.
And knew that there was a plane that went down in the Sea of Japan. And they say that they had Tim on that plane.
Well,
Hell in the Pacific.
Oh, is that the movie you're thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
Toshiro Mifune.
I don't know what that's going to mean for Beantown Heat, which was going to be the sequel to Windy City Heat, now that Tim is gone. So I don't know what's happening there.
But I think it is going to be exciting to see a new version of Hell in the Pacific with Terrifying Tim and Osama Bin Laden both washing up on a desert island and fighting each other.
Do you think, and I'm just hoping here, do you think that Terrifying Tim knew that Osama bin Laden was on an island and he went there on his own to fight a hand-to-hand combat?
Whoa, are you saying what I think you're saying?
Just the two of them on an island. Holy shit.
What a movie.
Wow. He's got to get in there and finish what he started. He sent SEAL Team Perpetic to do the job. But now he's got to clean up
what
the mess.
What a cartoon. This is a cartoon. This isn't for real.
Yeah, it shows you the pussycats.
Shut your fucking mouth. don't anybody listen to Perry, because Perry's got a real bug up his ass. Because Terrifying Tim was not only a smart businessman, he was part of the Kennedy family, he was part of the Perpetic betting family.
Whatever.
And but he became a skateboard enthusiast, and Perry was jealous as shit of him.
He became a skateboard enthusiast because he was trying to copy me.
Don't think so.
Hey, can I say something?
You sure can.
We're going to miss you, Terrifying Tim. But also, how about that show we did at the Comedy Store?
That was fun.
Oh, my God. You know what was awesome about that show?
What's that?
Do you remember when that guy had those bugs?
Oh, yeah. Dominic Monaghan brought the spider.
Yes.
You threw one down.
Yeah, you put one down my shirt like an asshole.
Whatever happened
to
that?
That was a total kind of accident. It kind of fell off my hand.
Yeah, yeah,
it fell off. It was jittery.
It was jittery, that's for sure. Yeah, that was a great show. It was nice. The fans came out. We got
and
to meet a lot of people.
I thank Mary Jane,
Perry,
I thank
am I talking, you fucking nitwit?
Sorry.
I'm in the middle of saying something. You got to interrupt me. What is so important that you'd have to say that's more important than what I'm saying? Go ahead. Tell me.
Go ahead. Speak.
I'm no, sorry. I'm waiting to listen. Let's
no,
see.
I thank no. all you guys.
Oh, really? That was it?
I'm sorry.
Well, it was a thrill to meet some of the fans in person.
You and know there, what I liked?
There were some real fans.
Chicago
there,
Pizza.
Chicago Pizza, Chicago absolutely. Pizza. That was Fonzie from Chicago Pizza. They got the whole thing. Yes, Mary Jane.
Chicago Pasta.
Chicago.
I like that, too. I didn't try that, but
no, that was it. Pizza. That was, no, they had pizza, but the name of their place is Chicago Pasta.
But why? Because they made pizza.
Well, they made pizza, but they have a place. And the thing is, Fonzie, right after that, he held off. He had to get an operation on his knee.
What?
He waited until the show to get that operation. Now he's hurt. He's injured. He was in the hospital
How's
for a while.
How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing well. Like,
do we know he's in the hospital, or maybe he's on the island trying to help out Tim Perpetic?
No, I actually saw a picture of him in the hospital.
I'd like to see that picture, make sure it's not doctored.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the show in a few minutes, but I would like to do this. If you've never heard the show before, one of the other things, besides talking about pop culture and our own personal lives, we also reach out to the fans, and the fans are allowed to talk to us. Because if you have something that you want to say, just give us a little shout-out. It's time once again for our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, this is a segment where you, the listener, can be part of the fun here. All you have to do is send us $10 cash. There's no checks, no money orders, none of the legal mumbo-jumbo bullshit. It's straight cash, homie. And you send that $10 cash to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. You do that, you're going to get a shout-out. Now, let's see. We got a few of them today. Do you want to start us out, Mo?
Totally. Hey, can I ask a question?
You sure can.
Why don't we do the $10 Q&As here?
That's what we did over at the big show, but right. We can't do that here because there's nobody here to, you know, to ask questions.
We can ask each other.
Well, I don't think that works as well. I'm going to be
work like it would with a big audience.
Yeah, because there's nobody.
Kind
here.
Of does though. I could ask you a question.
No.
Well, what's the difference?
It's not
because
the same.
You got like 350 people or 3,000 people you can ask rather than 3 people.
Okay, Mole. Here's
the
first one.
Hello, man. Big Three. You may remember me from the letter I sent you about a month ago. My name is Steve Landclaimer. And I'm the producer of 1993 straight-to-video gay erotica classic Transitions and Anal Adventure. As stated in the movie's IMDb listing, it starred Randy Callahan, your very own Scary Perry Caravello. As I explained in my last letter, back in 1993, I bought the rights to the Randy Perry hidden camera footage and featured clips of it in Transitions and Anal Adventure. The three of you seemed to doubt this claim until a few weeks ago when you received a letter from Mike Oxford, who verified the secret tape's existence. Contrary to what you seem to believe, I, not Mike, own the rights to the tape. Anyway, I've recently been working on releasing a special 20th anniversary remastered Blu-ray edition of Transitions and Anal Adventure, but after hearing Perry say during Mike's shout-out that he will sue anyone who releases the footage, I had to put a halt on my plans. Given Mr. Caravello's lengthy litigious record, I feel I can no longer re-release Transitions and Anal Adventure without Perry's consent. So long story short, Perry, what is your price? I'm sure we can come to some agreement that will benefit both of us, and I'd hate to see the cult fan base of Transitions and Anal Adventure be denied their Blu-ray. Until then, curious fans like Dan and Mo will have to track down one of the out-of-print VHS tapes. Sincerely, Steve Landclaimer.
Well,
Scaremaster,
what do you think?
What's his price?
What's his
price? What's your price? What's your price?
To release that video?
Minimum, $100 million.
What?
Okay, that's a little minimum. That's a little ridiculous. You really want to go 100 million?
What should I say then? 10 million?
Why don't you go 1,000?
1,000?
All right, go.
Yeah, it's $1,000 in your pocket.
Yeah, or go 5.
That's bullshit.
Then go 5,000. They're not going to go $100 million. They've got the tapes. You've already done it. You've already done what you did with.
I didn't. There was no recording in that fucking.
Okay,
that's what he's saying there is. Mike Oxford saying there is.
It's my face being dubbed on somebody else's body.
You don't know
I'm
that
not
for
stupid.
Sure. Well, then
I
let's
know what the
then
fuck
let's see
doing.
The. Well, you're right. You're not stupid. That's for sure. Let's go on to this next one.
Aren't you interested to at least see what you look like back then?
It's probably the best you ever looked.
Please, somebody else. It's somebody else's body with my face.
All right, let's get this going. Dear Big Three, I would first like to congratulate everyone on the anniversary show of Perry getting into show business. I wish I could have attended the show so I could meet the Scaremaster in person and ask him some relationship advice. I've been with my girlfriend for 2 years, and we've been living together for the past year. Everything about our relationship is great, except that we work at opposite schedules. On a good day, we might have 15 minutes together before one of us leaves for work, so there's very little time for lovemaking. I was wondering if Perry could give us any tips on giving hand jobs since... Here, don't throw that, because then I got to pick him up.
Stop doing that, asshole.
I was wondering if Perry could give us any tips on giving hand jobs, since that seems to be the only thing we have time for, me and my girlfriend, and her technique isn't very good. Please have Perry spare no detail of all of his hand job experiences, both receiving and giving. I would also like to hear Perry's opinion on low versus high grip, ball play, fingers in the butt, any of that other type of stuff that he probably had to use on Randy Callahan.
God.
My girlfriend and I would be eagerly awaiting for the answer on your next podcast. Keep up the great work, Bart and Julie. Before you answer this, I would like to say one thing. I think that we proved beyond the shadow of a doubt at the Big Three podcast from the Comedy Store with the Rucka Rucka song and everything. Perry did not blow anybody. He jerked him off. That was 20 years ago, and let's close the fucking door on that.
Thank you.
We don't need to have people writing about it. We don't need to have people saying that he blew him, that he jerked him off. That's enough. We're done with it. But Perry, he wants to know how to give a hand job, so why don't you talk about that?
What, to himself or to somebody else?
I think he's trying to get his girlfriend to give him a hand job.
Oh, my God.
Like, get start with how you seduce somebody into giving them a hand job. Like, how'd you do it?
How would I?
How'd you convince that dude to let you do it?
I didn't convince that dude to give me a hand job.
You gave him a hand job.
Oh, God. You
how'd you seduce him?
What happened? I didn't seduce the motherfucker. He seduced me.
Oh, well, okay.
Perry.
Christ, it was the fact that I got in trouble.
Perry,
because I gave a girl a goodbye kiss on the cheek.
Perry, didn't we say we weren't going to talk about this anymore?
You always got to brag about
it, dude. Stop bringing it up then. There's no more comments. Next subject.
No, but how do you give a hand job is what he wanted to know.
You fucking grab your cock and start jerking. The giggy.
Okay, that's good.
How do you masturbate? End of story.
It's a long one. These are too long. But, Mo, why don't you read this one?
Big Three, you might remember previously written to Big Three regarding Perry's bullshit injury
hold
scam.
Hold on. Do this one. Maybe it's
bullshit injury
hold on,
scam.
Hold on. Maybe it's this one.
Bullshit injury scam, huh? Oh, I didn't have an old lady fucking get
hold
on the
wrong
side
wait,
of the
one
freeway.
Second, Stop. 1 second.
Do this one. Read this one first.
Comment.
Wait, hold on.
Bullshit
hold on.
Injury
shut
scam.
Shut up. Wait until he reads it this time. Go ahead.
Dear Big Three, I was praying to be able to make it to RC20, what my friends and I nicknamed the anniversary, but unfortunately I was unable to make it. I had so many questions that I've always wondered about. Perry, please answer my question about what really occurred that beautiful sunny Southern California day 20 years ago. When Randy Callahan threatened to throw Perry off the set, did Perry immediately offer to give him a hand job?
No, I didn't.
Why was the first thing Perry thought of to defuse the situation was giving the guy a hand job?
Damn.
Giving hand jobs to get out of trouble, is that an Italian thing or a Jabba hose?
Wrong, jerky.
Two, did Perry negotiate Randy Callahan down? Did Randy first say, I won't tell you, but I'll have to BF you? But Sly Perry was able
What's
to negotiate.
BF? What's BF? Oh, butt fuck?
Yeah.
Oh.
No way.
But Sly Perry was able to negotiate down to just a hand job. So, well done, Scare Master. Three, the Explosive Frankie Machine podcast we learned Perry went righty on Randy. I was on the edge of my seat waiting to hear what the left hand was doing. Was it sensual, like Randy sucking the fingers of Perry's left hand? Or was it more sexual, like juggling Randy's balls, pinching Randy's nipples, or tickling his taint? Scare Master, what was the left hand doing? Randy was sucking on him?
I don't remember.
Randy was sucking on him. Four, how long did Perry cuddle Randy after the act? Who spooned who? Did Perry and Randy snuggle each other? Basking in the afterglow of sex. Talking about their dreams and hoping for the future.
Way.
Giggling the absurdity of all. While all the while secretly wishing the other felt the same way. Five, how many more hookups did Perry and Randy have after that? Were Perry and Randy officially dating, or was it just two sexual beings caught up in a passionate frenzy of flesh and desire? Six, looking back at it now, would Perry call the whole Randy Callahan incident a great experience or just a really good experience? I need to know a lot of questions. I know there's a lot of questions to answer, but maybe Perry could answer a few.
Can I cut in?
He felt needed clarification. I really appreciate it. Big three, sincerely, Jackie, the Dirty Chinaman Toe.
Let me cut in right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Jackie the Chinaman Toe. It goes like this. Number one, I didn't do this voluntarily. It was not a volunteer thing to do. I was given the option of either losing my fucking career.
Career?
Yeah, because I just started doing open mic comedy.
But you see, in hindsight, this guy could have done nothing to you. So it wasn't really your career you were losing.
I didn't know.
But you...
I just got into the business. I just started in the business.
But again...
So he could have said anything. He could have said, hey, if you don't let me blow you, Martians are going to attack you. He could have said anything.
No, not
you believe
that.
Anything.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, he could have said
that. That guy's going to stop open mics.
Yeah, it's confusing to me.
That's what I didn't understand.
Didn't we just get done saying that I don't want to talk about this anymore?
Well, then it's all right,
but then
stop
bragging for 2 seconds, Scaremaster.
Boy, we can't even go an hour without you bringing it up again. All right, here's another one. Dear Big Three, I debated getting in touch with you guys because I didn't want to cause problems and get Perry in trouble with Don and Mole. I've been a fan of the Big Three since the days that you had the number one public access program in the country.
Hondo, Texas.
Well, yeah, that was one of our bigger spots. I told everyone that they'd have to see the greatest...
Population of 20.
Why are you interrupting me?
Sorry.
I told everyone that they have to see the greatest unknown film in the history of unknown films, Windy City Heat. The Big Three podcast is the best thing in the podcast world, and the two Big Three holiday shows were groundbreaking. They really showed everyone how to do a live podcast. I think that you're getting the picture of how much I love the Big Three, and they put that in bold print, I love the Big Three. So it breaks my heart that I have to share a secret about Perry that I've been keeping for over 18 years.
What's
the
secret?
When I first met Perry, he was an extra on the film Threesome, and I was a line producer on that shoot. Everyone on the set knew who Perry was because of the success of the hottest live comedy show on the Sunset Strip, the Simply Don programs from the Comedy Store. Even though Perry was an extra on the shoot, he was getting a lot of attention, especially from the star of the film, Laura Flynn Boyle, who wanted to ask Perry if she could get Don's phone number from him. I don't think she ever asked. As I watched Perry, I noticed what an asshole he was, and he proved, and again, proved is in bold print, what an asshole he was by insulting the co-star of the movie. Stephen Baldwin had his arm around one of the money people from the film. Then from the other side of the lot, Perry started doing a perfect Dice impression saying, "Hickory dickory dock, Stephen Baldwin wants to suck somebody's cock."
That got me thrown off the set.
Baldwin went ballistic, saying that Perry was trying to show him up and told the producers that it was either Perry or him. A few minutes later, Perry was removed from the set. So all these years, I've known what a low-life piece of Italian dog shit that this faggot, Scary Perry Caramello, really is.
Those are hate words.
And want to commend Don and Mole for putting up with this dork-pie
nice
douchebag
words.
Bullshit. I also have to say that I was brokenhearted when the tragedy happened in the Sea of Japan with the plane of entertainers, skateboard enthusiasts, and American hero Terrifying Tim Perpetic went down. I pray this does not mean the end of the Windy City Heat sequel, Beantown Heat. With much love, Marty Scheinman, Scheinman Entertainment. Wow.
Wow, Marty Scheinman.
Marty Scheinman?
Scheinman Entertainment.
What a dick.
Why do you say that?
Seemed like a pretty smart dude to me.
Because all he knows how to do is talk shit about.
Wait a minute, that's all he knows how to do?
Yeah, he's talking shit about me.
Yeah, but he was telling the truth.
He didn't lie about anything.
No.
Dear Big Three, you might remember me. I have previously written the Big Three in regards to Perry's bullshit injury scam, in which he has bilked the American citizens millions of dollars over the
years. It's not bullshit.
Can you imagine what it's like for a diehard Chicago Cubs fan to finally see his beloved team win the World Series after all these years? Not only can I imagine that wonderful feeling of jubilation and vindication, I actually felt that exact feeling during your last podcast. When that lying piece of ass Perry came into the studio and announced he lost his bogus, frivolous lawsuit against his family, I literally cheered and ran around the warehouse high-fiving my coworkers. Unlike Perry, who hates America, I knew that our justice system is the best in the world. And even though Perry's BS disability somehow slipped through the cracks,
BS disability,
it couldn't happen a second time. How many countless nights did I lie awake praying, please God, don't let Perry make a fool of our legal justice system like he did our welfare system, by the way. I was praying to the real God, not some dog wearing a white beard or whatever the heck Jawos worship. And all my prayers finally came through. Justice prevailed. Everyone got what they rightfully deserved. The more loved, more honest, better looking brother got what he was owed. And Perry got exactly what he deserved. A big fat effing zero. It wasn't in the middle of work. If it wasn't in the middle of work, I would have hopped into my car, driven down to 7722 Reseda Boulevard, knocked on Perry's door when he opened it. I would have screamed, USA, 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 right in his smug, CSing, fat effing face. The beauty of our American welfare system is that it was created to help those who truly need it, not for lazy SOBs who'd rather lie around all day and get on their flabby A's and give out H jobs for a little rent money. Yes, Perry, you did get one over on the American citizen with your imaginary auto accident.
Imaginary auto accident.
But we're not going to let
you get away with another BS scheme. Oh, some old lady on the wrong side of the
freeway
that destroyed my mom's car.
Wait a minute.
By the way,
this was imaginary?
By the way.
So you lied about this the entire time?
You want, then I'm putting the fucking picture of the car back online.
By the way, scamming your own family? Just when I think Perry can't go any lower, that MF-er brings out a shovel. Hearing that our justice system truly works and a shiftless con artist like Perry wouldn't get a single dime that he didn't rightfully deserve, well, that just makes my week. In your face, Perry. USA, USA, USA. Perry, go F yourself. Just happy to see justice served. Harry Hirohito. P.S. Danimo, once again, the shout-out money is for you, too. For all the hard work and effort you put into each and every podcast, Perry can sell one of his flimsy, piece-of-ass knockoff skateboards if he wants money.
Yeah, because
he ain't getting a penny of the shout-out. And as always, go F yourself, Perry.
This guy's from China, probably.
No, I don't think he's from
Harry Hirohito, probably not China.
No, probably not.
I'm putting that fucking car up online.
No, you're
you
not.
Like
no, you're not. No, you're not. That could be a picture from some rack.
Rack?
I don't know where it's
from. Yeah, the picture came from my accident.
Yeah, but it could be Photoshopped. That's what everyone
Photoshopped.
Says. Everyone
the whole
says
driver's
it's
side of the goddamn.
I know.
I could go down to a fucking garage and see some beat the fuck cars, take a picture, say it was mine.
And also, what about that mechanic? That old mechanic who is.
Oh, my God. You guys are disgusting.
Who worked for your family until the incident? What about that guy?
What guy?
Your mechanic, your family mechanic.
Which one?
That mechanic in Palm Springs who did that terrible stuff to your mom. Dog rest your soul.
Don't even bring it up.
Exactly.
All right. So let's go on to the next letter.
Christ almighty.
Hello, I'm wondering
please
if
don't
this
blaspheme.
Is...
Please.
It's no blaspheming.
Hello, I'm wondering if this is the same Perry Caravello I worked with many years ago at the Albertsons grocery store in Laguna Beach, California. If so, I hope you'll be pleased to know that this is your old coworker, Chris Fry.
Wow.
Do you know this person?
Sure do.
Okay, last week I was cruising Oprah's blog, and she mentioned your name and the Big Three podcast. I thought, gee, could this be the same short little hairball that I used to flirt with me in the back of the Laguna Hill days? Is this the person? Do you know this person?
I sure do know Chris.
What did she look like?
She was hot.
Real hot?
Yeah.
Well, she goes on to say, I had fun memories of working with Perry. He was a real comedian. I still tell people how I used to work with an Italian guy. He used to brag about how his grandpa flamboyantly did certain things to Mr. Al Capone. What? You bragged about that during then, too?
Aha!
I remember how you used to love, and that's all capitalized, to talk about Chicago and skateboarding. I also remember you telling me how one of your Italian aunts was murdered with a toilet seat while she was trying to get a drink of water. Now, you've never told us that.
No.
What aunt was this?
No. I never said anything like that.
She's claiming you did.
Keep going.
All right.
Let's see what's...
Perry was considered kind of a creep because he was known to accidentally rub up against people while stocking shelves. That sounds like you.
Christ.
And while it disgusted some of the other team members, I always secretly appreciated the attention. I shouldn't say this, but sometimes my partner, Terry, doesn't get the job done, and I have to masturbate and imagine I'm being brought to orgasm by a young Perry's mouth.
Chris and I had sex in the beer box.
Whoa.
Like two or three times.
How do you do that? Is that what you call it?
Well, let me finish this. We'll hear more about this story in a second. This is getting hot.
This chick was gorgeous.
Perry used to make comments about my tight little rump, large breasts, and perfect size 7 feet. He offered several times to give me foot rubs. Does that sound like you?
More than I did more than just foot rubs.
But Albertson had a very strict rule forbidding romance in the workplace, and nothing other than a little grinding ever happened between us.
Yeah,
so
sure.
She's claiming that that didn't happen.
Sure.
She's after the underage quiet. Bag boy incident, Perry, of course, was forced to quit. What? After the underage bag boy incident.
What'd you do, Scare Master?
Perry was, of course, forced
underage
to quit.
Bag
did
boy.
You cross the line with a bag boy?
No, there was the incident that happened over at that store.
Let me finish this, and we'll get back to you. I always thought Perry was made the scapegoat. Working at Albertson's in the 80s was like being at Studio 54. It was all doing grade A coke in the walk-in Reeves, loud club music, and trying to fill up the Mexican bag boys. Oh, seemed like the last 25 years have been good to you, Perry. I'd love to get an update on your life. Hope the letter finds you and yours in good health. Your bro, Christopher Fry.
Your bro? It's a dude?
No.
Whoa. Well, what lady says your bro?
Yeah, or his
your
name
bro.
Christopher.
There was a Chris. There was a
Whoa.
There. There was a
yeah,
chick
I
named
guess
Chris
so.
There. The chick had brown hair, long brown hair, nice rack, tight ass. She was athletic.
But you didn't like her as much as you liked the dude?
Shut up.
Well, that's what he said.
What happened with the bag boy incident that you had to quit?
I didn't quit. I was transferred to another store.
What'd you do to the bag boy?
I didn't do anything to a bag boy.
Bag boy. What you going to do? What you going to do when Perry comes for you?
Look, there were so many guys in and out of that store hitting on me, gay guys. It drove me nuts. Drove me out of my fucking mind. And then I had a girlfriend. What was her name? Stacy, Lisa. I had a girlfriend named Lisa that was in the Marines.
Oh, God. You make everything boring as shit. Are you just about done?
And then, I was transferred out of there.
Why? Because of the bag boy incident?
What
was the bag boy incident?
There was no bag boy incident.
Then why did Christopher say there was?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, anyway, that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
A lot of people have been sending me pictures of Antonio Al Corsi. Now, that was your uncle.
Uncle Al, yeah.
But they say that he was the first supermodel.
He was friends with, oh, shit.
Sergio Valente?
No. The one big Italian actor that, that's got his picture on the wall of the Hollywood High School.
Mario Mamma Mia?
You know who I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea who you're talking about. Marlon Brando?
Marlon Brando's picture's not on the wall of the Hollywood High School.
Okay. Where's this leading?
Sergio Franchi?
Christ, shut up.
No, what was this? This was your great uncle?
Great uncle, yeah.
So he was there during the time that your father was doing this
not
stuff
my
to Al Capone?
Father.
Your
no,
grandfather,
wrong.
grandfather was doing all that stuff to Al Capone, so he was in that little circle.
He not doing what stuff? Making Al Capone's
clothes.
That was
his brother? Antonio Corsi, was that his brother?
I
course.
Whoa! Did he have to marry Al Capone because he got pregnant?
I don't think that's what he's saying.
That Corsi is on my mother's side of the family.
Well, boy, he looks just like you.
Exactly.
It's the funniest
thing. I know. It's wild because that's what my mom used to tell me, that my hair was like you know, Alphonse Corsi's hair. And when she showed me a picture of Al Corsi's hair and my hair, I just started laughing. I couldn't believe it.
Well, they sent us a bunch of pictures. We'll put those up on the website, so look for those. And I'm sure during the course of this show, we'll
during
find
the
out,
Corsi of this show,
yeah, we'll find out more about Uncle Corsi.
Oh shit, Rudolph Valentino, that's it.
Nice,
Al Corsi was good friends with Rudolph Valentino.
We know
really
it,
well. We know those stories about him.
Yeah, well, you know, we are speaking about your family, so it's time once again for the Cookie Caramello update.
Hey, play the drums.
All right, now if you're not familiar with Sonny Cookie Caramello, that's Perry's father. Now, Cookie was a cook in the Navy, and he served tours of duty in both World War II and in the Korean conflict. Cookie was the leader of the fight long before the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy came into play, which puts him as kind of a hero to a lot of people. On February 6th, this year, boy, that's almost 4 months away, 6 months away, that's almost 6 months ago. Doctors felt that there was no hope, so they pulled the plug. But now what we need to know, Perry, Cookie Caramello, is he still with us?
First off, the last name is Caravello.
Fellow?
Caravello, C-A-R-A-V is in Victor.
When'd you change it?
Everybody else changes his mind.
I have it marked down.
Caramello.
I don't think so. Check your Bible.
Not a goddamn candy bar. It's not a candy bar.
I
got to
find out what's going on.
Caravello, C-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O. All right. And yes, Sonny is still alive. Yes, he is.
Okay.
Still exciting. Kicking. That's great.
That is great. You know what? Kicking. It's almost like for 6 months we've been trying to follow this guy to make sure that he's okay. And every week.
He's still kicking.
Yeah. I wonder to myself, and I'm wondering out loud now, is this just a big fake thing so he can get on the air every week?
No, it's not a big fake thing.
Can we talk to him?
I keep trying to get him on the radio, and he just won't do it.
You have to talk to him on the radio?
Well, I get him on the phone, and I ask him if he'll go on the radio, and he just will not do it.
Why?
He just feels real bad about wanting to get on the radio.
What do you mean?
I mean, I have asked him before. I mean, I'm thinking we ought to secretively call him right now and see how he's doing.
I don't think you're allowed to secretively call. Let's put him on the air. No, you can't. That's your dad. You can't do something like that. You can't record him without his consent.
Is that a phone call coming in right now? Could you send that through for us, please?
Hello and all that entails. Guess who?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams,
what's
happening?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
So very nice to have the big three back into the fold of fresh podcasting. Those best ofs were a disaster.
I wouldn't say that.
Well,
funny.
Perhaps you recall what occurred with myself.
We called more.
I was over at your house, and you put that tampon full of gin up in your tush hole.
Excuse me, but it was Bombay Sapphire Gin. Oh, yeah. If we're going to do a product integration, let's do it spot on.
He's such a pro.
How much money are you making on that?
Yes, now,
but truth be told, I ended up with a slight case of toxic shock syndrome. Worry not, I can take it. I've had much worse this week. Anywhom, next business.
Very cool. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on over there? What do you think you got for us?
Matter of facts machine there is. Scaremaster, what one thing would you like to change about yourself?
Your hair. Give him your fanny pack.
Get a new shirt.
His weight.
Get a new car.
I'd go with the hair.
One thing.
What I'm talking about is your balance.
Yeah. I'd like to get all my
How would you
back.
Like it if we could restore your balance to the point where you will not only be skateboarding again, you will be traversing Victoria Falls on a 2-inch wire cable.
Awesome. Perry's going to be a tightrope walker.
Dude, those days are gone.
This is my hope, but it is in no way the end of it. I see Cirque du Soleil performances, Branson, Mizzou, the whole works. And you want to know how it works? Can I tell you how it works?
Yeah. We want to know. Tell us.
All right, listen. I have a new friend who is the youngest person to graduate in the history of the University of Phoenix Medical Assistant Online School. And he is ready to get in there and try some brain doctoring. Okay. Posted on YouTube and ta-da. Listen, what do you think, Scam Master? What do you think? Can I take this as a soft yes?
Okay.
Yeah, let's, go for it. It's your chance.
I think I know what Perry needs.
What's
you know?
The price?
I think I know what Perry needs.
What is it that Perry needs?
Joke.
First, I want to hear what the price is for this.
A joke. All right. What goes into water red and comes out black?
Easy, red hot poker. But what goes into water black and comes out red?
Well, a lobster, Walter. And I'm going to make like one and dip myself into a bath of salted butter. Toodles, loves.
Oh, my God. He got you on that.
He did, but those jokes weren't funny at all.
They never are.
Yeah, but those really weren't funny.
Well, do we do this right now? Should we get into...
Oh, I get... Can I say...
I was going to ask a question.
You know, I got a thing I'd like to say, if it's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I talked to a lot of people at the... I talked to a lot of people at the big live show. Everybody kept asking the same thing. What happened to Perry Pie Talk? Everybody got really bummed out about it. They're saying his energy went down after he stopped eating pie. So I, you know, the boss upstairs, you know why they said no pie talk?
Why?
No more pies. Because of their whole deal they had with the pie people.
Ah, yeah.
They want to try something. They're calling it mini donuts and Red Bull. You got 60 seconds to see how many mini donuts and Red Bulls you can.
No.
Now, what are the rules on this exactly, Mo?
He's got to drink that Red Bull and eat a bunch of little powdered donuts. We got a box of powdered donuts and a Red Bull. Are you ready to begin, Scare Master?
I'll see what I can do.
And this is where we talk guy talk?
Sure, okay.
Once again, it's time for a little guy talk.
Oh yeah, it's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
All right, so while doing the guy talk, you're gonna eat the donuts, and if you finish the box, what does he get?
Well, let's see if he can finish the box.
All right, nice. Ready? 60 seconds.
So, at that podcast, Dan, there sure seemed like there were a lot of ladies there.
There's a lot of girls.
And you know what they kept talking
backstage.
About?
What's that?
Was how excited they were to take a picture with Scaremaster.
They really were. It was kind of bizarre. Because why would anybody want a picture with Perry?
Why wouldn't they?
What? I can't hear you.
He's very photogenic.
Why wouldn't they?
I can't hear you.
Drink the Red Bull.
He's never going to do this.
Never going to happen.
No, you can't. It's almost done. Look at him. Look at how slow he's going.
Yeah, there he
is. This was a terrible guy talk. There's a lot of hot pussy there.
Okay, so, Dan,
Come on, go.
Did you see when the ladies were there? Did you talk to any of the ladies?
I mean, I talked to a couple.
Yeah.
He's not even a third of the way done with the donuts, and it's a minute. Do we give him more time?
You want a donut extension?
I don't know.
Scaremaster, you want a
donut
extension?
Okay.
Well, you got to ask for it. Ask your donut for the donut extension.
Okay, a donut extension.
Okay, what were you going to say, Mary Jane?
Perry, it might go quicker if you do not lick your fingers in between every single donut. Just eat them all and then lick your fingers after.
That's a great tip.
Okay.
Now we're going for the 2 minutes, right? 2 minutes. He gets 2 minutes instead of the 60 seconds. He really isn't very good at this.
Yeah, but look how he does. He stacks two in his mouth. He stacks two of the donuts in his mouth. He gets one, and he gets two. And as the first one's being chewed, he takes a sip of the Red Bull.
I can't stuff my mouth with a bunch of donuts.
You shouldn't talk.
Do you remember when we were doing the show?
There was that one girl that came back. She had a boyfriend there. They wouldn't let her boyfriend back, but she came. She looked really good.
You're licking your fingers again, Scaremaster.
All right. And, all right.
You got 20 seconds.
What happened?
No,
he's got 2 seconds.
No, 20 seconds. 20 seconds.
No, he's done. Do we give him another minute?
Double donut extension.
He's got to ask for it.
Call double donut.
You got to call double donut extension. You got to do it, Perry. Come on!
Double donut extension.
You got it.
Did he say double donut extension?
I think he did. He just got it.
All right. He's got... Oh, boy. Is he going to do this? He's got 3 minutes.
That's crazy.
Okay, he's got 30 seconds left. 30 seconds.
Oh, he's almost got it.
No, I don't think he's going to do it. I really don't think he's going to do it. Right now, you know what? Right now, he's got to be thinking. He's got 20 seconds. He's got 20 seconds left. He's never going to do it. He's resting. There goes a donut. There go. All right.
How many left in this game?
10 seconds left. All right. Four. And he's got 5, 4.
Just get him in your mouth. Get him in your mouth. Get him, you don't have to swallow him. They just have to get it in your mouth.
1, 0. Okay. He didn't get it. Well, he could have won something, but he didn't.
Came pretty close, though.
He came really close, but we gave him double donut extension, and he didn't do it. So, no money. Oh, well.
Oh, what? You're going to keep all my money?
You're not going to keep all the money.
Speaking of money, guess who's broke?
What do you mean?
Me.
Me.
From what?
I made all these bad investments.
Oh, you know what we didn't do yet? What? I haven't paid you for the show.
What show?
We got money for the live podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Put that down. Just listen to what's going on.
Did Scaremaster get money, too?
I've already given Perry his.
Oh, all right.
And here it is. We got
Scaremaster, all right, man. We made some money. Nice. Mm-hmm.
We made a total of, guess how much?
I don't know.
Total of $300.
Sweet. So that's
$100
each? $100
a piece. And there's your $100.
Oh, awesome, man.
Congratulations.
That's
it's a
awesome.
Great show.
Cool. $100 each. Oh, man, that is fantastic.
Hey, let me ask
you. What are you guys doing with your $100?
I've already spent
it. I've already banked my money.
Have you?
And paid my bills.
With your $100, you paid your bills?
Some of them.
How many bills did you pay with your $100?
I paid one major bill, which was my cable bill.
You pay $100 for cable?
I pay more than that.
So how'd you pay with $100?
It went in with the rest of my
money. Oh, okay. You added it too.
Yeah.
The rest of my
All right.
What am I going to do with my $100?
I was just thinking to myself, I got a pen in hand, and I'm willing to give you an opportunity to double that money.
Double my money?
So instead of leaving here with $100, you could leave here with $200. Do you want to try to do this?
Sure. Yeah, it sounds easy.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down a number. I'm going to show this number to the Scaremaster, and it's a number between 1 and 20,000.
Okay.
If you can tell me the number, you are going to win $100 from me. If you don't, I get that $100. Okay. I've written down. What is that number?
Scaremaster, you want to hold the money?
No.
I'll hold the money until you
How
get
much?
The number.
How much? What is the number?
Is it 6,000?
6,000 what?
138.
Nope.
Okay. It's my $100. Nice try. You want another chance? Do you have any more money?
I have $200 left on me, but this is my
let's
bus
do this.
Money.
All right, let's do this.
This is all the cash I got left.
Give me another number for another $100.
Okay.
What is it?
Oh, guess again?
Yeah.
I get another guess? That's pretty good odds for me because I've already knocked one out of there.
Between 1 and 20,000.
Okay. Is it 6,337?
Nope, it is not. You want to go another $100 to try to get some
of
this
money?
It's
my last $100.
You want to do it, yes or no?
You're losing all your money if
you
want to
do it again.
That's your problem.
You want to do it again.
See, I'm pretty much due to win.
Between 1 and 20,000. You want to guess yes or no? You've knocked off two numbers.
No, I'll hold on to this one. Maybe we should give Scaremaster a chance to win some money.
You guys never want me to win anything.
All right. I'll give you a chance to win some money here. Perry, this is for $100. Here we go. Just write down a number between 1 and 20,000. Okay, this is between 1 and 20,000. Think hard. Take off your headphones for a second, okay?
I took them off.
Perry, listen to me. This is a snap. This is finally you're going to get some money out of this piece of shit because he's so stupid he fell for it. All right, okay. Let's do this.
Okay, I'm going to guess, but
Put your headphones back on.
Sorry. I can't lose another $100. Okay, Scaremaster. I'm going to guess, but I want to ask you some questions first, okay?
Go ahead.
What is your horoscope sign?
Scorpio.
Okay. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Favorite ice cream flavor used to be Rocky Road.
Now?
Now it's soy ice cream, so it's like soy chocolate chip.
Okay, okay. When's the last time you cried?
This morning.
What were you crying about?
Pussy. What's your pussy?
Crying about my aunt.
What happened to your aunt?
Oh, she's slowly dying. I mean, my mom's gone. Now my aunt's going to be going. You know, family's family.
Is it 48?
It is 48.
How the fuck did you guess?
How old are you?
48.
That's Thank why.
You. Oh, you owe me $100.
You owe him $100.
How do I owe you $100?
Because you just bet me $100. I wouldn't guess it.
That was your $100.
No. You were betting
$100. $100. So what? If I guess it, I get nothing? Come on. What are you talking about? You just bet me $100.
You do owe him $100. Do you have the money?
I don't have $100 on me.
Oh, you're pretty quick to bet it.
You're willing to take a chance on this guy.
Fuck.
Scaremaster, what's up,
man? All right, I'll make you a deal. I'll give you another chance for the number that I had before.
For his 100? But Scaremaster owes me $100. All right, why don't we double it? Why not the 100 he owes me plus this 100 and I'll get it?
All right, it's $200.
Is it 6,318?
Nope. Here was the number. 6,139.
Oh, man.
So, Perry, you owe me $100.
How do I owe you $100?
Because you just
owe
bet.
Him the 100.
You owed him $100. I tried to get it back for you, but I couldn't do it. God. So you owe me $100. Not a big deal.
And now I lose all my money.
No, I'll just call Nick. Don't worry about it.
Christ.
Well, the bosses upstairs asked for this to come back during our big shows at the Comedy Store. We kind of forgot to do it.
Real quick, am I going to be doing my movie review?
That's what I'm trying to introduce
now.
Oh,
beautiful.
Why don't you interrupt again?
I'm sorry.
Because it's time for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
If you've never heard before, Perry's Movie Time was something that started out really good, then went bad very fast because Perry, as usual, is lazy about everything. The bosses upstairs wanted it taken down. But then, for a big show, the bosses upstairs wanted him to review a movie. It was originally called Tehachapi, and then it was changed to Across the Moon. Now, why does this movie have something special in Perry's life?
Because it's about pop culture and our own personal lives.
No, that's not it, Mole. That's not it. Why don't you tell him why it's special?
It was the very first film that I ever did.
And who got you this job?
And this was the second job that Randy Callahan hired me on.
Oh, what was the first job? I mean, what kind of job that was?
First job.
Wrong. Three jobs, really. H job, B job, and movie job.
Well, but you also forgot the commercial for El Dorado Hospital.
El Dorado Hospital, thank you.
All right, well, anyway, let's get back to your movie time.
Movie time with Across the Moon, starring Christina Applegate, Elizabeth Peña, and Tony Cox. This movie, like a lot of other great Hollywood films, had shitty marketing, and the movies basically sucked with all the marketing that went nowhere. But because the plot was good, these two girls were from L.A. The hot blonde was from Beverly Hills, and Elizabeth Peña was from East L.A. And and then her son Tony, or her son, they called him Paco, who found the gold treasure. Christina Applegate gets married to her jailmate boyfriend, hoping to get laid instead. He gets thrown into a solitary confinement for fighting with one of the prison guards. She had to wait 24 days to get one of the hotel rooms to have a honeymoon with the guy. I guess they got married in jail.
Oh, God, I sure see why this thing was canceled.
Yeah, and then Christina Applegate gets pregnant, too. I'd recommend this film to all you junkies like Don and Mole to see this movie, because if it wasn't for Hollywood protecting you two, you would both be busted for all the weed and shit that you smoke. Oh, oh, oh! Anyway, I give this movie an 8, negative 8. There was a there was no real good storyline as well as a plot to the film.
And that was Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Thank you.
God, that was terrible. But I'll tell you one thing that isn't terrible. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. West Hollywood's very own What the Huck. That's 323-654-7952.
What do you like about Thai food so much, Scaremaster?
Well, it's about those girls that are at the Thai place, man, because they like to get tied up while we have some nasty sex.
When's the last time you had sex?
When Linda was here.
That was how long ago?
2009.
That's quite a while
ago. Three years.
I'm staying.
That's a dry
I'm
celibate.
Staying faithful and loyal to the one that I'm really in love with.
Who's that?
And you guys know who that is?
Terry Ann Fluzo.
No.
Lisa.
Lisa Marie Bolick.
Where's
and
Lisa?
She came to the big show. Yeah.
And you stand faithful to her for
yes.
3 years?
I'll stay faithful to Lisa until Lisa wants to get down and dirty with me.
And if she never will. Wants
to? Well, we'll see what happens.
Why don't you get back out in the business, man? Why don't you just get back out in the lady business? Why don't you start going out with ladies?
Well, do you think that she would like What the Huck?
Lisa Marie and I are...
Would she like What the Huck? We're doing a commercial, Perry.
Yeah, I think Lisa would like What the Huck.
Tres, dos, tres. Seis, cinco, cuatro. Siete, nueve, cinco, dos. What the Huck.
So, once again, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. You can see by the clock on the wall, it's time that we wrap this whole thing up. It's kind of nice to be back in the studio. We came back a success. I just want to say to the two of you guys, I really think that what we did over at the Comedy Store was spectacular.
I thank you guys for
putting it on for
me.
It wasn't the Comedy Store. Hey, man, we made $100 each, right, Scaremaster?
Sure did. It was nice, too.
Yeah.
Did you think we were going to make that much or no?
I was thinking for more, but, you know, $100 is $100. So, I mean, it was a good payday.
Before we wrap things up, we got to do something a little bit special. And that special thing we have to do is probably the best damn thing we do on this show. It's time, once again, for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is a game that we play here, and I continue to forget. Do we have to say anything about this, yes or no, Mole?
Nope.
So Mole Play is an improv game that we play here, and this is where Mole will set up some kind of scenario. Sometimes he takes things from the show. Sometimes he takes things from real life. Well, he'll cast the scene. He'll then direct the scene. All we need to know now, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, today's Mole Play takes us back to a film that Scaremaster was just talking about, Tehachapi. It was very confusing when he was talking about it. We couldn't figure out what was going on. But maybe with the help of Mole Play, we can figure it out. Scaremaster, you're going to be playing the role of Elizabeth Pena, the lady who becomes a prostitute. Dan, you're Tony Cox, a hard-boiled cop. You don't have any marketing for your movie.
Excuse me.
Hold on a second. Elizabeth Pena, you feel like you just got paid $100 by Tony Cox, but you feel you're getting ripped off. But.
Can I say something? Do you know who Tony Cox is? Tony Cox is the kid's son. That's Elizabeth's son. Duh.
So play with it. Play with it. And Mole Play.
Sure was nice to get this check for $960-some.
For the movie?
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah, I know, huh? They paid me the same money, too.
No, she only got $100.
Oh, she only...
She only got $100, but she feels like...
She got $100 and her son
and the
made all the money.
And the other one's got $960.
67.
And she's and we're all SAG.
And she feels she's getting ripped off.
Do you know what's going on over here, Tone?
No, I don't.
Because it looks like they're ripping me off over here.
What do you mean they're ripping
me
off?
I mean, I only got a $100 check.
Chuck, you got cash.
Okay, I got $100 cash.
Yeah, and all we right. got checks for $960-some-odd.
Why wasn't I given a check? Why was I only given cash?
Because you're not very bright.
Excuse me. Look, we're all SAG members.
She feels sad and goes over for a hug.
Because I wanted to get the money, and I thought if I could fool this fucking son of a bitch, I would keep the rest. Give him $100, keep $860-some-odd for myself. Big oh, we kiss. Were just supposed to kiss. Here, come here. Just
give me but... Would you stop fucking doing this shit to me? I'm your son.
Talk about how you only got $100.
I only got $100. What are you doing? Let go of my lips like that.
Kiss me.
I'm your fucking mother, you son of a bitch.
But I want your pussy in my mouth. I want your pussy.
God, you're sick.
I'm not sick.
You're fucking sick.
I came out of that pussy and I want to get back in there. Come on, give me that pussy.
You're disgusting.
Give me that pussy.
You're disgusting.
Give me that pussy, you fucking whore.
Tony Cox grabs her fanny pack.
God, my God. Get your fucking hands off of my bag.
And that's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
All right, that was terrible.
It really was confusing. Did everybody end up getting $960 or did everybody get $100?
Everybody got $100 on the shoot.
Scaremaster?
I don't know what everybody got.
You got a check for $100.
Yeah, whatever. I don't even remember. It's been way too long.
We have another sponsorship drive and we're asking for $100 in sponsorship. And the person that donates the most money, guess what he gets in his package that the other people don't get in their $100 donations? The coat that Perry wore for the Big Three holiday show. Mole supposedly ripped it.
So I never ripped it.
Now, how long have you had that coat, Perry?
That coat goes back to 1991.
And what have you worn it in?
That coat was the movie... They wanted to use. They wanted me to wear a studio coat, and I said no, and I wore my coat in Windy City.
So this was in Windy City Heat, and then Mole destroyed it.
Wait, that's Stone Fury's coat?
That's Stone Fury's
Who's getting
jacket.
That?
Whoever donates the most money. Now we're gonna have a little prize package for the people that donate $100 or more.
I just had $100.
Yeah, but I
expect a minimum of $300 for that jacket.
Okay.
Because that's what
Perry,
I paid for it.
Perry. What I'm saying is this, you fucking idiot.
What?
You bought it in 1992.
I paid
all right,
a lot of money
and
for it.
So you want $300 for it?
Minimum.
What if I make you a deal? How does this sound? How about I give you $300 and I get to keep all the money that the people donate? Or you get your percentage. What do you want to do?
Okay. I'll do the $300.
You want to do the $300?
Sure.
But you know... If three people donate $100, we've made that $300 back. And then anything after that, you get nothing out of that money. You sure you want to do that?
Are you, so you're saying if somebody bids like $2,000?
Right.
For the
I get
jacket?
To keep it all.
Mm.
Now, this is the same jacket
take
worn
the box.
In
Windy, take the box.
Windy City Heat, the Big Three holiday show. Tell me that was the same jacket you wore when you got your job. Through Randy Callahan.
Wait a second.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
That jacket, that wasn't the first jacket in comedy, because that the other jacket.
Okay,
was
it with Randy Callahan, yes or no?
I think it was.
It was.
I think it was.
So this is the same jacket.
That made him and Randy fall in love so many years ago.
Fuck you, you fag.
All right, with your eyes, too.
It wasn't. So I never fell in love with the fucking guy.
Let me make sure that I understand this. I know. You keep bringing it up. Would you stop it?
He just brought it up.
I think you should stop. So this was the same jacket worn for the Randy Callahan audition. It was in Windy City Heat, and it was the jacket that Mole ripped. It is a leather jacket. He ripped it on the Big Three holiday show. Wow, what history, all in one jacket. And that goes to the high donator.
So is there a chance that there is Randy Callahan's DNA on
absolutely, the right? Absolutely. No. Jurassic, you could Jurassic Park that dude.
So you took the jacket off then. Oh, forget it. Okay. So anyway, so here's the deal. Make a $100 donation. Find out this week what we're going to be putting in the prize package for people that make a $100 donation. Donate $100 or more, and the highest donator will get a prize package that nobody else gets, including the leather coat worn at the Randy Callahan Blowjob Fest, Windy City Heat it was worn in, and the Big Three Holiday Show. Wow, what a jacket, what history, all in one coat. If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you get in touch with me on SimplyDon1, the number one, on Twitter. Perry's at
ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And you are not on Twitter, but you're...
But I'm hanging out if people want to hang out.
Okay, but you're also
on... I'm doing all my social networking in person from now on.
But you're on Draw Something, aren't you?
I am. Most of them on Draw Something. But I'm more into hanging out.
Okay, but you also have your Facebook account, which is Walter Molininski.
Yeah, but again...
Okay, I'm at Don Barris, and of course, Perry is at Perry F. Caravello. That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car, A-V is in Victor, E-double-L-O.
Well, put her there, guys. We're back, and we're stronger than ever. Big three! Goodbye!
All right.